Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. Hello, and very special greetings to you. This is Don Coco, and I'm recording for Main Menu from Sacramento, California. I haven't done a review in a while, and I thought it would be a nice change to do one for you. And this is a new clock that I recently picked up. It's called Save the Time 5.0. The clock retails for $14.95 U.S., and it can be purchased from www.impaque.com. Impaque is spelled I-M-P-A-Q-U-E. www.impaque.com. You can download a demo of the clock and try it for 30 days before you purchase it. But it didn't take me very long to purchase this one, that's for sure. This clock is very attractive on the screen as far as it looking appearance-wise for the sighted person, as there are many, many ways to customize this clock. You can have it look like it has a walnut finish, or you can have it look like tissue paper, or you can have it look like any number of ways. It's quite a handsome clock. Basically, it sits in the taskbar where your regular Windows clock normally would be. So this clock just uses a regular standard Windows installer and will sit there. Now, it's called Say the Time because obviously it does speak. What you will do is you will left-click on the clock face itself and the clock will speak. That's no problem from a screen reader standpoint because you can just get to the clock with your mouse pointing tool in JFW or Windows. And as they say, it's on the taskbar, so just locate it there and just single left click. You also can right click on the clock for different types of options, and the settings are there and the time is there. So you can tell it to say the time that way as well.
The time is 11:35 a.m. The time is 11:35 a.m.
Now, you can have this clock speak in any number of ways. You can have it say the time and date, play a sound before it says the time and date, or say the time and date, or say the time with no sound at all. The clock does come with three different sounds. There is a ting, there is a tick, and there is a Westminster chime. Beautiful sounds, aren't they? He's also done a nice job because he gives you a custom option where you can actually assign a wave file of your choosing. If you don't like any of those chimes at all, you can actually assign your very own wave file. You could put music before he spoke, or you could put a little click, or whatever you like. So you can do that as well.
Today is November 26th. It is 11:31 a.m. Today is November 26th. It is 11:31 a.m. It is 11:26 a.m. It is 11:26 a.m.
It is 11:22 a.m. It is 11:22 a.m.
I want to take a moment now to talk about the settings. In this clock, what you'll do is you'll right-click, and then you'll go to the settings menu. You can just type an S once you right-click on the clock face. It will bring up a settings dialog. The first tab is the tray clock settings. Now, what I found, this clock is a little bit unusual in the fact that it flashes in a specific certain order, and the problem is with window eyes, at least I'm finding, that it tends to lock up the speech from flashing. Now, let me quickly say that don't let this discourage you. Just press your tab key, should that happen, and it'll move you back to your desktop or whatever. And then you can usually locate the clock, single left-click it if you want to hear the time, or right-click on it. What you wanted to do is you wanted, of course, to say context menu. And once you've done that, just press S. And then what I did is, because again, the tabs don't work, it just sits at OK. So what I did is I just went up and just click anywhere in the clock face there in the dialog box, and then the tabs and the menus will become visible. I hope I'm making myself clear. I'm probably not, but I hope you basically get the idea. Anyway, we now have three tabs here, and the first one is the
Tray Atomic Tray Clock 1 of 3.
Tray clock, and it's 1 of 3. Then we have, if we tab to the right,
Atomic Clock 2 of 3.
Atomic clock. You can actually have this adjust your clock automatically once a day or however often you want. Very cool.
Time announcements 3 of 3.
And the time announcements menu or dialogue. So let's go back
tray
to the tray clock, and I'm just going to tab across just to give you an idea of how this is. Now, the tray clock, this is the visualization part of the clock, and I would like to be fair to everyone, so we will go through this one as well.
Checkbox check B equals use custom background.
Use custom background, it's a checkbox. By default, it's checked.
Combo box T equals fill type. Gradient 2 of 4.
Now, you have fill type, and I assume this is the way it would be displayed. Let's see, it's a radio button.
Solid color 1 of 4.
Solid color is the top one.
Gradient 2 of 4.
Gradient is the next one.
Pattern 3 of 4.
Pattern.
Texture 4 of 4.
And texture.
Pattern. Gradient
2 of 4. So we can basically tell it, you know, how we want it to look on the screen. You know, do we want it to show a specific pattern, or what would we like it to look like here?
Button C equals color 1.
Then you have a button that says color 1. I assume you can specify colors.
Button O equals color 2.
Then color 2.
Combo box. Graphic 1 of 9.
Then you have a combo box, and it just says
graphic 1 of 9.
1 of 9.
Graphic 2 of 9. Graphic 3 of 9.
3 of 9, and these are probably different, like colors and that sort of thing. This doesn't speak.
Checkbox checked F equals use custom font.
Use custom font, that's checked.
Combo edit box N equals font name MS Sans Serif.
Now, MS Sans Serif is the font we have.
MS Sans Serif it writer.
But we have more than one font. We can up and down arrow again.
MS Serif Serif. Small fonts. Small fonts. Tahoma. Trebuchet's man.
And so forth and so on. Lots of fonts there.
Button C equals color.
Then we have more buttons pertaining to color.
Combo edit box Z equals size 8.
Then you have the size for the clock. You know, how big do you want to make the face? It's set to 8 by default.
Checkbox unchecked.
Then we have a button that says checkbox unchecked, but doesn't say what it is.
Checkbox unchecked L equals style.
Okay, style.
Checkbox unchecked.
Yeah, the one before style doesn't talk.
Checkbox unchecked L equals style.
Then you have style.
Checkbox checked M equals use custom format.
Use custom format. That's checked.
Combo edit box D equals date type.
Date type.
MD. MD. MDI. MMMD. DMMM. DDB. DDMMI.
See, you have all kinds of date types that you can set
MD.
This to.
Combo edit box T equals time type HMMSSTT.
Time type as well. All kinds of ways to adjust that as well. Now, these are visual settings here we're looking
button
at.
Button okay.
And then okay.
Button cancel.
Cancel.
Button A equals apply.
Apply.
Tab control. Tray clock 1 of 3.
And then the tray clock is the first tab. Now, the second tab.
Atomic clock 2 of 3.
Is the atomic clock. Now, these I'll be a little more familiar with. Sorry, I get lost when I start talking about colors, of course, because I'm blind. You know, I don't understand too much about this sort of stuff. As far as colors go, but as you can see, you can really customize this so it'll look just gorgeous. Now we have the atomic time clock setting.
Checkbox unchecked A equals automatically adjust time every.
And if I check this box, it's unchecked here, but if I were to check it,
checked.
Then I would have
up down edit box 1.
How often do I want it to adjust? And it's an edit box, that's a combo box.
1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 2, 1. Checkbox unchecked W equals warn if inaccuracy is more than 30 minutes.
Okay, warn if inaccuracy is more than 30 minutes.
Checkbox unchecked O equals adjust only minutes and seconds.
Adjust minutes and seconds.
Edit box use this server tick.usno.navy.mil.
Use the server and it has the server name. It's an edit box. You can type one in or use his default one.
List view use this server. No selected item.
And then you have a list view use this server and there's a long list of them here.
Augean.ellison.adelaide.edu.australia, University of Adelaide, 1 of 87.
1 of 87.
Biofiz.mf.unalj.sci, Slovenia, University of Ljubljana, 2 of 87. bitsy.mit.edu USA, MA, Cambridge, MIT Information Systems 3 of 87.
And so forth and so on. As you can see, there's a real long list of them there.
Button T equals test server.
Then you can test the server to make sure the server is alive. And I did actually test the server, and I guess it must return a visual thing because I didn't get any feedback one way or the other. Perhaps the author could put a ding or something in it to let us know whether it passed the test, or a dialogue that says test passed or something. I don't know, but there's no real indicator. But I guess you could test the server. It might be good if you're on a fire, or, you know, behind a firewall, to get it at least to come through your firewall.
Button N equals adjust now.
Then you have adjust now, so you can press it and have it adjust right now if that's what you want to do.
Button OK.
Then you have OK. Button
cancel.
Cancel.
Button A equals apply.
Apply.
Tab control. Atomic clock 2 of 3.
And then the atomic clock and the final tab.
Time announcements 3 of 3.
Is the time announcements tab. And this is the one where I got all the fancy stuff.
Combo box S equals say the time every. 15, 3 of 5.
Say the time every. And here you have a whole bunch of settings.
5, 1 of 5.
Every 5 minutes.
10, 2 of 5.
Every 10 minutes.
15, 3 of 5.
Every 15 minutes.
34 of 5.
Every 30 minutes.
65 of
5. Or every 60 minutes. So those are the five parameters that you can set for how often you'd like the time spoken.
Checkbox unchecked N equals do not speak between.
Do not speak between. If you check this box, you'll have...
checked. Custom control 1200M.
Okay, you'll have...
1. 12.
You'll have a combo custom control box, and you'll be able to up and down arrow. In other words, you'll tell it, don't speak from such and such to such and such. So say you didn't want it to speak from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. You certainly could do that. This is good if you leave your computer on round the clock and, you know, you want it quiet, you know, in your home at 3 a.m. You know, you won't speak if you wanted it that way.
Radio button checked F equals use a female voice 2 of 2.
Now, use a female voice. You have a choice of...
Radio button checked M equals use a male voice 1 of 2.
Either use a male voice or...
Radio button checked F equals use a female voice 2 of 2.
Use a female voice, and again, this is a preference.
Checkbox checked P equals play chime.
Play chime. You could have it, if you turn off the chime, as you heard at the beginning of this demo, I just had him speaking with no chime. So if you uncheck that box, there would be no chime.
Combo box. Westminster chimes 3 of 4.
Okay, now we have a combo box.
Ting 1 of 4.
The top one is the ting sound that you heard, ding. I don't know if that's a triangle or what that he was using there. Really good sound, though. I must say, the author has done a great job with the sounds here.
Tick-tock 2 of 4.
The tick-tock.
Westminster chimes 3
of 4. The Westminster chime. And the bottom one is custom, where you can specify your own WAV file. That'll pop up an open dialog, and you'll browse for a WAV file of your choosing. And that's what the bottom one would be.
Checkbox unchecked D equals say the date.
Say the date. If I were to check that box, as you heard in the demo earlier, it did say the date.
Checkbox check T equals say the time.
Say the time. If you uncheck that, of course it won't say anything, but you want it to say the time, yes.
Combo box. It is 1 of 2.
Okay, now this is, it is, in other words, how do you want the phrasing? So it is.
It is 1 of 2. The time is 2 of 2.
The time is. And there it is.
It is 1:15 p.m.
And that's not me doing that. That was automatic here on the demo because we have the clock running.
It is 1 of 2.
So we have it is. You can have it say it is and the time, as you just heard, or
the time is 2 of 2.
The time is. So we can do it either way.
Combo box. 1 2-hour format. 2 2-hour.
Okay, now we have formatting here. We can have it.
2-hour format. 1 1-4.
It can be either a 12-hour format.
2-hour format. 2 4-hour
format. Or 24-hour format. In other words, he'll say it's, well, basically he'll say it's 15:35, or
military format.
Or military format, where he would say it's 16 hours 30 minutes. So you have your choice of formatting how you want the announcement to announce.
1 2-hour format, 2 2-4. Checkbox uncheck, say the time first, then say the date.
Right, say the time first, and then say the date. You can have it say the date first, and then the time, or the time first, and the date.
Button OK.
And then we have OK and
button cancel.
Cancel. When you right-click on the tray, you'll have other kinds of options as well. One of them is quite an elaborate appointment book. So you can have it remind you of your birthdays and anniversaries and all kinds of great stuff. So don't forget to check that feature out as well. And there you go.
Save
this is how this great clock works. It's pretty good. I like it a lot. Again, www.impaque, that's impaque.com is where you can pick it up. Download the evaluation, give it a try. I think it's a great bargain at $14.95. It's a great clock. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJ C and ACBRadio.org. Thank you for listening.
It is 11:22 a.m. It is 11:22 a.m.